welcome. All right, so this is a special village board meeting for Friday the 16th, and it's about 3:49. So I'll ask Eric to take the roll call.
Trustee Corsini.
Here.
Trustee Cargi. Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Conti. Trustee Hennick. Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Trustee Adusi.
President
Adusi, sorry. No.
Right.
President Adusi.
Right.
Yes.
Here.
All right, we have a quorum.
All right, very good. All right, so no citizens' comments unless the press has any comments. Then we'll go on to number three, which is the public hearing for the intent of the president of the Board of Trustees of the Village of River Forest, Cook County of Illinois, to sell $500,000 of general obligations limited tax bonds to pay for public infrastructure projects within the village. So I'll open up the public hearing.
Yep. Right? We'll get a motion to call the public hearing to order.
I move to call the public hearing to order.
Second.
Okay. So we'll open up the public hearing.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. Very good. So as you know, the village has at its disposal a debt service extension base as a non-home rule community. That is a limited debt offering that we have, and we have the ability to issue bonds. This past year, the amount of bonds that we had within our debt service extension base was fully paid, and so now we have that amount fully available to us. The last major bond the village issued in this sense was probably back around 2008 when it issued a bond for some street improvements. 2 years ago, we used a portion of this money, if you recall, in a sublimited fashion where we used it to pay down phase zero of the Northside stormwater management project. So now that we're have that amount back to us once again, we are proposing the same structure that we did last time where we're essentially going to issue a bond to ourselves. We're going to issue debt to ourselves in a two-year fashion. So we have about $250,000 available in dollars to pay back the principal and interest on a given year. So we're going to do a two-year note. The general fund will make a loan to itself, and then that money will be paid back to the general fund through the property tax that is available through the debt service. And those funds will be used in a broad sense for public works and public infrastructure projects. What we foresee doing is using this for primarily for street resurfacing. So one of the things we talked about during the capital improvement program is that we use motor fuel tax money to pay for street resurfacing each year, and so we allot a certain amount for that. And then with Chicago Avenue being resurfaced this year, our 20% then typically would cut into that amount. We're going to use this to basically continue our street improvement program, resurfacing program, on a more of a constant basis, and maybe even bite off a little bit more the following year. At the end of the 2 years, we'll be back and having another discussion. So the nice part about doing a two-year note as opposed to a 5 or a 10-year bond, we're providing ourselves a lot of flexibility with our finances. So if in 2 years some major project comes up or we want an issue, a large amount of debt, we have that, or a larger amount of debt, excuse me, we have the ability to do that. So by law, we have to have a public hearing. That's what this is for. We'll give the public an opportunity to speak on this if they have any comments. If there are no comments from either the public or the board, we can close the public hearing, and then you will approve a bond ordinance on your meeting on February 26th.
So just for process, we're doing a public hearing right now.
Correct.
So but we have a motion. Should we not open up for a public hearing and then close the public hearing and then a motion?
So we're in the public hearing right now.
Right.
We've opened it. As long as there's no comments from anyone,
right,
we would then close the public hearing.
Right, and then take the motion.
Correct. Take a motion to close the public hearing.
Right.
And then
right,
we adjourn the meeting.
Yeah. We don't need a motion because it's actually, once we have the public hearing, it's on record, then the motion to actually approve this is on the next
right,
board meeting.
Right.
Right. One quick question, because we may be able to add to this amount just because of how our debt service pay down comes down. I think we still have an outstanding amount for debt service that's probably going to come due and be closed out. Is that still a library amount?
That's what has come up.
That's
what
expired.
Has come off the books.
Okay.
So the only debt outstanding after this would be the bond we have in the water fund.
Okay.
And that'll come
and that's
off
coming
next year.
Soon, right. So we may be able, then we still have more flexibility with amount
so
next
add
time.
More.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So you wouldn't suggest, Carmela, that we'd add more now, are
no,
you?
Because no. We're waiting until those bonds are paid
off, come
off. And then that gives us the opportunity to just
add on.
Get up to that debt service levy amount that
yeah.
becomes free and available once that comes off the tax levy.
So do you, okay, at that time.
At that time, okay. Yes.
That's when we should
yeah.
increase.
I mean, that's why we're talking about just doing it for 2 years because.
Well, this is, let's be, this is the full amount.
No, but I know it's a full amount for the debt service that has come off.
Which is everything now.
Right.
So the library bond is off. This is a capture essentially the full.
But what I'm hearing, so all the that water fund, that small other.
Yes.
So
that's not part of this.
I know, but you're saying is that when that rolls off, is that what you're referring
right.
to, Carmel?
Right. We could do the same thing at that time, correct?
Well, the water debt is just a different beast, right? So the water fund is a bond that's issued, and we pledge water and sewer revenue to that bond. For this revenue that's being pledged is property tax revenue through the debt service extension base.
So they're totally two different
yes.
debt extensions. But I guess what you're suggesting
yeah,
is...
Yeah, but when you're calculating the debt service
debt,
levy,
right.
even though it's in the water fund, it's still...
Calculated.
Or
no,
that's
abated.
A water, right.
It's
right.
abated.
That's abated.
It's abated.
So we're doing that. All
right.
Right. So this would be...
So that's every...
Right.
Remember, every December
right,
we
right.
abate those bonds
right.
that's a bond issue.
Because it's a revenue know. Bond, basically, from the water
right.
fund. Okay.
Right.
All right. So this is just basically all of our general fund
yeah.
type
yes.
revenue. Okay.
Yep.
I like the two-year plan. It doesn't, you know, shackle the future with what we decide today.
Right.
Maybe a lesson Springfield should learn. But anyway.
Well, they got to pay for it. All right. They don't have that.
Okay, so any other questions? Or I'll move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Okay. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. That concludes your business for today.
All right. Very good.
Just for the matter of record, since this is our first meeting since the tragedies this week, I'd feel remiss if someone didn't bring that up, so I will. Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
The commander in Chicago and then the Florida school thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's awful.
Flag is at half mast again, and it's tragedy. So...
Okay.
Prayers to all those people.
Mm-hmm. I move to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Yep.
Aye.
Really lonely over there.
Yeah.
Motion carries.